This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steamrolling right along, officially Wednesday. The older you get, the faster it goes, so they say.
Ain't that the truth? The days are long, but the years are short, my friend.
Robert Frost, The Road Less Traveled. Welcome to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The Fan. Feels like Christmas around here.
Yeah, all the trees are up and everything. I love it. It's great. Let's go.
Maybe that should be the poll question today. Is your tree up? Yes,
oh, ours
or no?
Is, yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. The office trees are up. Is your tree up yet?
No.
Is your tree up, Matt?
Yep.
Mac, yeah,
yep.
Good. You say no so disgustingly.
Yeah, he did.
Like,
no.
Like, why so disgusted about that?
Get in the spirit, Dusty.
Too early.
No, it's not. It's never too early.
We would be hypocrites if we said that November is slept on, Thanksgiving is a forgotten holiday, when we're putting trees, lights up, and listening to Santa Claus songs before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Think it's wonderful. The weather was perfect over the last couple of days. Put your lights up. Now it's going to be below freezing. Get in the holiday spirit, Scrooge McDuck. Good Lord.
Not Scrooge. Not Scrooge. Just have rules.
All right. You have your rules and we'll have fun, you know? How many trees do you have up, Mac?
Just the one.
Okay.
Just the one.
You
right
have
now.
A little one in
yeah.
your room?
You got to have a little one, right? I went by this church over here yesterday on Knoll. They have all the trees stacked up. They're getting ready to sell them and everything like that. So people are getting in that holiday spirit. Thanksgiving's so late this year, too. You know, it's like the 28th of November this year, a week
my
from
best
tomorrow.
Friend's so late. He's still my best friend.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, you can enjoy Thanksgiving and have your tree up and get in that festive mood and get that holiday
like
spirit.
Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday.
No, it is, but there's no decorations to put up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
no, it sounds like you're just a miserable human being who doesn't want to celebrate Christmas early this year.
I do, but I want to respect my holidays.
Yeah, you can respect them all. Respect all the holidays.
Throw a cornucopia out on your island. That's a decoration for Thanksgiving.
I've got cornucopias all over the
pumpkins,
place, believe me. It
little leaf
wonderful.
Stickers on your door.
Yeah.
That's Thanksgiving theme.
Let's go. It's Christmas time. You do realize that like when Thanksgiving gets here, we're
Christmas
less
time.
Than a month away from Christmas.
And
I mean,
we
are
go
less
ham.
Than a month away from Christmas. Do you leave your tree up till mid-January?
I take it down the day after New Year's.
The day after New Year's.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right.
Because I'm always off. Or I take it down like New Year's Day that night. Because
that's
like, all right, New Year. I have traditions.
Yeah, all right.
Everything goes up after Thanksgiving for Christmas. Everything goes down after New Year's Day, because if you do host the party, it's still kind of nice to see the leftovers of Christmas.
Oh, but it's nice to have a little jump start on Christmas if you're hosting Thanksgiving, too. Get people in the holiday spirit. Right, Mac? You're with me on this one. Texline, what do you think? Is it too early to put the decorations up? Because our entire block was putting them up over the weekend with the weather the way it was, you know, and taking advantage of not being out there in the freezing cold and the wires freezing, you know, when you're trying to put Christmas lights up. So I think everybody kind of put them out this weekend because it was like 60 and now today, like it's supposed to start getting cold again. And I'm not a big fan of that.
I don't see how like I sound like a grouch. I just have a system.
Well, a lot of people have systems that don't work, too. You know, look at the Jets.
Dusty sounds like such a grouch. I live in a trash can. Could give Grinch a run. Why does he hate Christmas? At what point?
At what point did I say I hate Christmas?
You didn't have to. It was definitely inferred.
We caught on, man.
Like, I respect the wood. I respect Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Friendsgiving. You guys have been invited to my event.
Mm-hmm.
Both are more than welcome. No Christmas music. It'll just be music. It'll be fun. And then after Thanksgiving, boy, it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town Once a Day by Bruce Springsteen.
Boy, I've been singing the Christmas songs in the car all like for the last 2 weeks. You know, something just like all of a sudden clicked where I'm like, I need to get into the holiday spirit. And same. So, you know, I just needed to get, I think, out of reality for a while. You know, you get to the end of the year and you're just like, all right, it's time, man. Like, let's get to the holidays. Let's have some fun. Let's bring some joy into our lives. A lot of fighting and all this kind of stuff in the world and whatnot. So it's always good for me to hear a little Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you, baby. And she's singing part. Like right to me. You know, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love Elton John and Ed Sheeran's song that came out, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, too. It's kind of my new favorite Christmas song.
That is a good one.
I do like that a lot, so we can get into that today as well and play all those Christmas songs and enjoy the holiday spirit, man. Enjoy the holiday spirit.
Oh, I am. That Thanksgiving holiday spirit. Turkey.
Yes. I'm good. You can enjoy both. It's okay. You can have two things. It's both.
Not when it comes to holidays.
It is both.
It is not less filling and
it's great definitely
taste.
Not less filling. There's
no
question.
So it's definitely not both.
It's definitely not less filling, but it's more filling and it all tastes great and it's all wonderful. Enjoy it. You do you, man. Like, if you want to eat pineapple on pizza, who am I to tell you you're an idiot, you know?
But you will.
I will.
Yep.
But I'm going to let you do it.
That's right.
Let you have pineapple on your pizza all you want.
Yep. Pineapple on Thanksgiving, too, or Christmas when they put it on the honey-baked ham.
Oh, now that's good. Pineapple belongs on ham. Give
welcome
you a little sweetness to
the
ham.
Dark side. Speaking of Christmas, this is called a transition in sports radio. CBS got their Christmas last week, didn't they?
Boy, did they. My God.
Massive, massive numbers for your Chiefs and your Bills game. 31.2 million viewers outside of Bob and Dusty's holiday, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Best NFL regular season game since CBS's Patriots-Colts Week 9, 2007, which pulled in, Bob, a $33.8 million.
Less stuff on TV back then, too.
Yeah. But remember those two teams and remember that year.
Yeah. That was a good year where the Patriots were undefeated that year, so if I'm not mistaken,
more
right?
Similarities.
Yeah, right.
Also, Ravens-Steelers helped CBS to its best regional window since 1992, a $19.8 million. So CBS rolling in the dough. Like Scrooge Donald Duck dives into the gold coins. Mm-hmm. I've got it all day, boys. I'm sharp. I'm cooking, baby. But anyways, it reminds me, because what if we, us nerds, I think we can kind of all classify as sports nerds. If we weren't, we wouldn't do this for a living. We'd do accounting or sales. God, Bob, you'd be great at sales.
Oh, I'd be fantastic.
I'm not trying to toot your own horn, but like, dude, trust me. Like, I can, my dad, grandparents, they were all salespeople. I feel it. The force is strong in this one.
The problem is I don't know how to ask for money.
Yeah.
No. You want to spend on this? Let's go buy this from me.
Right. So when I bring this up, we've been searching for a while for the next Manning and Brady.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
there's
we
no doubt about
it. Yeah.
There's too many similarities between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If I were to ask you, you can have one of the other, Manning or Mahomes, you're like, well, it is both, right? You would take either one. Obviously, a lot of people be like, oh, give me Mahomes over Allen. Give me Mahomes over Allen. Give me out, you know, give me Brady over Manning. But the guy who gets the back end of the deal is like, oh, darn, I've got the other one? Awesome. I think those two are very similar. Manning, in his first, you know, 6 years of his career, or I guess his first 4 or 5 years of his career, went 3-6 in the playoffs.
Because he had a terrible head coach.
And he lost his first two games in the playoffs of his career in the playoffs. Not in his career, but in his first two playoff career games. Maybe they were 99 and I think 2002 or something. Like, either way.
So he made the playoffs his second year as a quarterback in the NFL after going like, what, 1-15 in that first year, 2-14 in that first year, bounced back in the playoffs. That's pretty impressive, actually.
Right. And Manning would get to the playoffs and then he would lose to the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the narrative was, yeah, Peyton Manning's an MVP. Peyton Manning's really good, but can he beat Brady when it matters?
Are we sure we're not just having the same conversation about Josh Allen? Yeah, Josh Allen's good. Josh Allen can, you know, play against Peyton or against Patrick Mahomes. But when he plays Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, when it matters, he doesn't win. Obviously, his record versus Mahomes in the playoffs is 0-3.
Yeah.
But in the regular season, he gets it done. And what do we always remember about Peyton and Tom in the regular season? Tom got his wins a lot. Tom had a good record against
Peyton. I felt like it went back and forth between those two guys. If I'm not mistaken, it was pretty close to 500 between those two.
And then in the playoffs, it was always Tom.
Right.
The
always.
One time that they lost to the Colts was when, for some reason, Belichick did this weird fake, went for it on fourth down where he lined up everybody on the left side of the field.
Oh, yeah.
It was a weird play. But either way,
Manning has the winning record in the playoffs, though.
After the years went by, right? Because he got it with Denver. He got a couple with Denver, right?
Right. Over, yeah, I guess that's true.
So, yeah. But the start of the career is where we're at. So, longevity, I mean, Josh Allen and Peyton and Patrick Mahomes might be about 500 in the playoffs if they continue to be great and be the top two quarterbacks moving forward. But there was always other guys, too, with Manning and Peyton, or Peyton and Brady.
Yeah, you had Roethlisberger mixed into the mix as well.
A guy we don't name kind of came along a little bit.
But totally different conference, you know?
Yeah. And then here's Allen, here's Mahomes. It is now officially, story's over, you've got it. It is your Brady and Manning moving forward.
And we'll see what happens in the playoffs. I mean, Josh Allen now, as we continue to talk about what's going to happen in the postseason, you know, I thought Aaron Judge was the guy who needed that postseason success more than anybody else. And I think now as the seasons move along and we saw Aaron Judge not have that postseason success, I think the baton now gets passed to Josh Allen. He's never going to be considered in that same category, in my opinion, with Patrick Mahomes until he does it in the playoffs. Because these regular season games are nice, but when it matters most, Patrick Mahomes is still the GOAT and still steps up and still beats Josh Allen in that postseason. We did see a lot of that. It felt like anyway with, and I could be totally wrong about the numbers, but it felt like we always saw Tom Brady dominate in the postseason over Peyton Manning. And that's because Tom Brady at the end of the day had a better, you know, duo with him. He had a better head coach than Peyton Manning did. And I know it's revisionist history, but going back in time and thinking, man, what Peyton Manning could have been if he was an Eagle with Andy Reid and what that dynasty would have been like. Andy may still be in Philadelphia coaching that football
or
team.
Or if he was in Pittsburgh.
Or somewhere else. Yeah,
Cowher Tomlin, they would have won four or five more.
Exactly. Yeah, like, but he had Tony Dungy, who was a terrible, horrible head coach, and so he pulled, you know, Tony
who
Dungy
do you
across
hate
the finish
Dungy
line.
Or the guy we don't name.
yes. Yeah. The answer is yes. Dungy because he dumped on Taylor Swift, and I think he's so ignorant for doing that because of what it created for my life and my daughters and my relationship and how that, you know, spawned great things for us.
Yeah.
And Tony Dungy sitting there trying to poo poo the Taylor Swift effect because he's a football dork. He can you know
kick rocks with open-toed sandals.
Exactly.
On.
Yeah. What he can step on Legos all morning
Stub
long.
Your toe.
You know. And so the other guy in New York, whose name I almost mentioned, is he's ruined lives for a lot of people. You know, as we're seeing by the minute. You know,
and
with
again,
the Jets,
we're not comparing
right?
the talents of Allen and Manning and Brady and Mahomes.
No, it's just the rivalry
and the individual matchup.
It is. No, it is. And that's the matchup everybody wants to see, judging by the numbers. Yeah. Like I tell people all the time with sports, like NBA ratings are down like 28% this year on ESPN, which is a huge number. But you give people an event that they want to see, like baseball had the World Series this year with the Dodgers and Yankees, one of the best World Series rated they ever had because people wanted to see the stars. They wanted to see those teams. You present people in sports with a great product and something that's awesome, like, you know, Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning or Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. People are going to run to that. We want to see stuff like that. That's greatness on display. And then to have the lead in with Pittsburgh and Baltimore too. Like, you couldn't have gotten a better Sunday for CBS. It's why Nance and Romo were taking the week off to smoke cigarettes because they're like, ooh, we're done. We had just an unbelievable time, you know, this last week. We're taking this week off because nothing can top what we saw in Buffalo. Like, that was a playoff type number. That 33 million or 31 million. That's a playoff type number for the NFL. That's a huge, huge number in week 11 of the regular season. Amazing. But give people what they want. Give people great teams. Give people great quarterbacks. Give people star power games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going.
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And they're going to tune in and they're going to watch that kind of stuff.
No doubt about it.